CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. A national development plan for the dairy sector has been handed to the government, which shows how milk production will be increased in Cameroon within the import substitution policy. Ways of containing hate speech have been examined today as Cameroon joins in observing the International Day for Countering Hate Speech. This will be the mainstay of the in-depth segment of the 7 p.m. news. The city of Douala, particularly the Japoma Sports Complex, is preparing to host the biggest athletic jamboree on the continent, the 23rd Africa Athletics Championship, in 2 days' time. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Plans are underway to scale up milk production in Cameroon within the import substitution policy. This follows the presentation and handing over of a document of a national development plan for the dairy sector to the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, in Yaoundé today. The document has been produced with the support of the German Agency for International Cooperation, GIZ, as Ngoop Henry reports.
According to one of the consultants of the project to come out with the document of the National Development Plan for the dairy sector, Albin Dufisa, Cameroon falls within those countries with the lowest per capita milk production and consumption. He says the country in the year 2022 produced 173 tons of milk, including 20 tons imported. The document presented and delivered this Tuesday to the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries was produced with the support of the German Agency for International Cooperation, GIZ. Sarah Naji Rafat is the portfolio manager of GIZ Cameroon.
Will help also create more stable employment. We did the study, it is also helping health and it has many positive impacts.
The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, says the document is a step in the right direction for the import substitution drive of the government in the dairy sector. The document that is still to be validated is a working tool to increase milk production in Cameroon.
The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense has expressed satisfaction at the level of realization and the quality of work by the Military Engineering Corps in the construction of a new campus of the Combined Services Military Academy, EMEA. Minister Joseph Betia Sommer was speaking while visiting the site at Ekum Abang, a locality in Awai subdivision in the central region. It was disclosed that the phase of work has attained a 40% realization rate. Albert Njiembonde reports.
Roaring sounds of caterpillars and bulldozers bursting across the silence of Ekum Abang. Buildings to host the new EMEA campus and other facilities are germinating from what used to be part of the dense equatorial forest. Barely 8 months since Joseph Betty Asomo came to announce the choice of the site by Commander-in-Chief President Paul Biya.
Pour la formation de ces officiers, Monsieur le Ministre, de cet espace de 45 hectares.
The minister is treated to a guided tour by Colonel Jackson Kamgeng, the director of the Military Engineering Corps and his collaborators, in what is to be the biggest military academy south of the Sahara, with imposing buildings to host the administrative unit, the refectory and the dormitories for male and female cadet officers near completion. 40% of the first phase of the work has been realized, with the execution rate advancing more than scheduled. The member of government took time to ask questions for further clarity to ensure that what is being done meets with the vision of the Commander-in-Chief President Paul Biya to ensure that the new EMEA campus reflects the history and age-old reputation of the school in the training of elite officers since its creation in 1959.
À peine notre passage ici au mois d'octobre, les travaux.
When we last came here, the deadline for the construction of the first phase was 12 months. 5 months after, 40% of the work has been done for only 17% of the time. That's why I want to congratulate the director of Génie Militaire and his team for the seriousness and quality of the work done.
Ici, pour la qualité technique de ces travaux.
Joseph Betia Somo left the site after extending the hearty encouragements of the President of the Republic in the presence of local administrative and traditional authorities and the population, all too delighted for the mark of attention and affection shown to them.
Construction works on the pipeline expected to transport iron ore from Ngova Yang site in Bipindi to Kibi will go operational by the end of this year. The information was disclosed in Yaounde today after an audience the interim Minister of Mines, Industries and Technological Development, Fu Calistus Gentry, granted to the president of the exploiting company, Jindal Steel and Power Group. The Jindal Steel and Power Group is the largest producer of steel in the world, and its president, Navin Jindal, said the pipeline transportation method in Cameroon will be the first of its kind in Africa, adopted by the enterprise to minimize the environmental effects of iron ore exploitation and transportation on the country's flora. Here now is the Interim Minister of Mines, Fu Calistus Gentry, who says the presence of Jindal Group top executive in Cameroon signifies an effective start of the project.
This company contributes 20% to the gross domestic product of Mozambique and is the largest producer of steel in the Middle East. So this is the president of the company, and they have a project in Cameroon, in Ngovayan, Ocean. We are very pleased to welcome the president here, which is a very clear assurance that the project will start. And we are happy to announce that it's a unique project in terms of technological innovation, because iron ore will be transported from the high hills of Ngovayan over a distance of 130 kilometers by pipeline. It's a technology that is unique, and we hope that as soon as the project starts producing, we are going to have the production of 7 million tons of iron ore, which will be delivered in Kribi by pipeline. Such is the importance of this project, which only confirms the interest many people are taking in our country, because its status has changed to a mining nation.
The 6th edition of the Cameroon Students' Ingenuity and Talent Contest is underway in the professionalization complex of the University of Douala. The contest, which brings together Cameroonian students and young graduate entrepreneurs from around the country, was opened today by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famen Dongo, in the presence of the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiruma Bakari. Details with Kola Maloke in Douala.
The Cameroon Students' Ingenuity and Talent Contest, JITEC, is a platform that seeks to encourage creativity and entrepreneurship among Cameroonian students and young graduates. This edition falls in line with the new law on the orientation of higher education. Opening the four-day event, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, urged rectors and vice-chancellors to encourage this new breed of students. Placed on the theme, Build Synergy Between the Business World, University Innovation and Student Entrepreneurship to Foster a Corporate University, the Come Together will be an opportunity for participants to exhibit their talents in creativity and ingenuity to the public and potential investors. It will also be marked by a dinner debate with heads of enterprises, meetings with heads of various sectors in the economic domain, as well as a talent and ingenuity competition involving 250 students from universities across the country. Skola Maluke, CLTV News, Douala.
Despite the ban on sachet whiskey several years ago, the liquor is still in consumption and on sale in Douala. Although numerous warnings have been issued by both public authorities and civil society leaders on the risky quality, as it presents a grave danger to human health, consumers are still savouring it. Mado Nkwele Bizatier has been investigating and now reports on the persisting sale of whiskey in sachets in Douala.
Many inhabitants of Douala still savour sachet of whiskey on a daily basis because it's cheap and easy to consume.
I love sachet whiskey because it is easy and faster to drink, plus very cheap. Life is so expensive, so rather than buying beer for 700 francs, I prefer this. I know it was banned, but we still see them for sale, so we would consume.
They purchase the sachets from traders who in turn are supplied regularly.
I can sell 20 sachets a day with prices ranging from 100 francs to 150 francs. Many people buy because they say it's cheap. We have different sachets which we sell on a daily basis delivered to us from some industries. I can sell about 6 packets daily.
Completely eradicating this danger has been a persistent fight for officials of the Cameroon Consumers Association. Alphonse Aissi Abena is the president.
For over 1 year, we have been in court regarding this case, and we count on the Cameroonian justice system to stop this moratorium on the sachets of whiskey, which are very bad for man's health.
A tussle they don't intend to stop anytime soon.
There is a norm that liquors have to be consumed in glasses and not sachets or plastics. Such products are not certified and not in conformity with the law. The purchasing power of many Cameroonians is weak, so when this is still sold for 50 or 100 francs, obviously they would buy. This needs to be strictly banned by authorities.
Optimism remains the watchword. Madon Kwele Beza, CRTV News, Douala.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. On to the in-depth segment. Cameroon today joins other countries in the world to observe the International Day for Countering Hate Speech. On the occasion, social media users, media persons and civil society activists have called on the government to establish and see to the strict implementation of laws to check xenophobic utterances on the social media. Karen Kubong compiled their views in the following report.
Hate speech is any kind of communication in speech, writing or behavior that attacks or uses discriminatory language with reference to a person or group on the basis of who they are. The effects of hate speech in Cameroon are far-reaching and are posing major threats to the unity in diversity that the country should enjoy thanks to its plethora of languages, cultures and religions. The country project manager of Defy Hate Now for West and Central Africa, Desmond Ngala, holds that the development of new communication technologies has amplified the proliferation of hate speech.
We hear the terms Anglophone, Francophone, Camnogo due to the fast means of communication. We now have ICT tools that at that instantaneous rate, these kinds of communication go far.
Media personality Comfort Musa says these prejudices could further widen existing tensions between different ethnic, religious and political groups in Cameroon.
Hate online has been known to quickly metamorphose to violence offline, fuel stereotypes, mistrust, and this undermines our social cohesion and it makes it harder for diverse communities to coexist peacefully.
To social media user Sir Terence Animbom, most opinion leaders on the cyberspace have resorted to using their platforms to propagate hate rather than spreading the much-needed messages of peace, love, and development.
Bloggers today are into gossip, negativity, because negativity makes it easy for them to trend, get engagement by trampling on people's mental health so full of xenophobic, toxic messages.
Like Desmond and Comfort, Terence holds that the government has the power to check hate speech on Cameroon's cyberspace.
We have community standards on the social media, but who actually checks that these standards are respected?
We need data analysis to give us the figures. When you have data, you can be able to show how wide the problem is.
This is very possible with the use of community-oriented regulatory measures by government.
They have called on the Cameroon government to refer to the July 2021 resolution of the UN General Assembly that calls for the promotion of interreligious and intercultural tolerance to better develop policies that counter discrimination, xenophobia, and hate speech on social media in Cameroon.
Karen Kubong reporting. The International Day for Countering Hate Speech highlights the toxic nature of hate speech, its ability to be a marker of discrimination, abuse, violence, and even crimes against humanity. This day points out the fact that any level of hate speech is unacceptable and advocates the complete elimination of the practice. In the analysis that follows, Winston Lebga underlines the day's relevance to the current situation in the country.
It is manifested in public and especially online. Insults and denigration of people's race, ethnicity, religion, belief or political affiliation. The events of the past draw our common attention to hate speech perpetrated by influential figures and individuals from Nazi Germany to Rwanda, Bosnia and beyond. As the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says, there is no acceptable level of hate speech. We must all work to eradicate it completely. Take the indiscreet imbroglio that has kept Cameroon's football mired in one of the most embarrassing situations ever. All sorts of indecent names have been given to the protagonists, from the Chinga congregation faithful to the jealous owls. This does not only lead to stigmatization and discrimination, it can cause large-scale violence. Dialogue is the intelligent way to deal with conflict. 4. Only those who seek to compensate for their shortcomings denigrate others, holding on to the belief that by tearing others down, they will elevate their own self-esteem. The International Day for Countering Hate Speech speaks to us. Let us fight hate speech, online and offline.
Our guest on the 7 p.m. newscast tonight is Mr. Christopher Tambetiku, the branch head of the Cameroon Human Rights Commission for the Southwest Region. In a chat with Albert Njembonde, he speaks about the causes and effects of hate speech as well as ways of its possible eradication.
Mr. Christopher Tambetiku, are you surprised with the rise of hate speech in Cameroon?
I think that what the government is doing is quite timely because of some of the challenges which come with hate speech. We know of what happened in the genocide in Rwanda. So these are what they call early warning mechanisms. With the upsurge of hate speech recently, I think the government is taking full responsibility to ensure that this cankerworm is discouraged and create more sensitization, which is very more important.
What is the difference between free speech and hate speech? Where do you draw the line?
People have a legitimate right to freedom of expression. But at the same time, your freedom of expression becomes human rights violation if it incites discrimination, hatred, and targets a particular ethnicity. You are no more within the confines of your right to freedom of expression. So there is a thin red line that separates the right to freedom of expression and hate speech. But in a democratic society, it is very important for people to underscore this fact, that people have a legitimate right and the people in governance must accept a minimum degree of criticisms. So when you criticize a system of governance in a particular country, that does not constitute. And that is the challenge most countries are now having with their defamation. The press have a right to attack the government at any time because they are working for the people. So the journalist is the voice of the people, and therefore people in government should expect some degree of criticisms. When you justify an action and it tends to expose a particular group, that will not amount to hate speech. For example, if the government were to publish exams for the police school and you find that a particular ethnic group is represented 95%, and you go on air and point out that will not amount to hate speech because the facts are very clear.
Christopher Tambetiku, before we leave,
I think we have to engage in proper diagnosis. You cannot cure a disease without carrying out proper diagnosis. After proper diagnosis, then you can now prescribe. But we seem to have engaged in discouraging without probably carrying out proper diagnosis to deal with root causes of hate speech. By the time the government start extending its sledgehammer, I think members of the community will understand that it is not just talking, it has to be followed with action. The law is there. What is important now is implementation. And I'm confident that with the concern the government has put in fighting hate speech, punishment will start falling in the days ahead.
Mr. Christopher Tambetiku, branch head of the Cameroon Human Rights Commission for the Southwest Region, thank you very much for being there.
Thank you, Albert. It was my pleasure.
Away from the in-depth segment and on to other news, the presidential couple has extended their condolences to the families of six children who died by drowning after a series of heavy downpours in Marowa, Far North Region. Governor Mijiyawa Bakari, while expressing deepest grief on behalf of the presidential couple over the tragedy, also called on parents to be more vigilant, especially with the return of the rainy season in the region. Sylvester Temken reports from Marowa.
Far North Governor Mijiyawa Bakari, bearer of the condolence message of the presidential couple, began the condolence visit at the Dugoi neighborhood of Marowa, where he conveyed the message to the family of Abubakar, whose 13-year-old son was among the children who drowned in Marowa after a series of heavy downpour. It was the same mode and mission as Jaringoi Kodek to the family of Aminu Yaya, whose 8-year-old son also died by drowning. At the Makabai neighborhood, it was a battered Mumi family that welcomed the envoy of the presidential couple amid the agony of losing four children from the same parents in the same tragedy. Like in the previous stops, the governor transmitted the soothing message of the presidential couple to the bereaved family.
We call upon parents to be more vigilant and more responsible, to forbid their children to go to this river and to play with water without any control or accompaniment.
The population has also been cautioned to guard children against risks as the rainy season is on in the Far North region. Marwa, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
The member of the National Assembly for the Diamare Center, Honorable Salamana Amadou Ali, has donated the community water pump to the population of Jaringol in Marwa. The water point was inaugurated in a ceremony where the beneficiaries expressed their joy of finally getting such a water point that will put an end to their numerous water ordeals, like walking long distances to fetch for the precious liquid. Henry Tatoe Kambi reports from CRTV Far North.
The residents of Jaringol Pideri, just like many others in neighborhoods in Marowa, used to either buy potable water or walk long distances to get the precious liquid. Today, these residents of Jaringol Pideri will no longer go through such because their Member of Parliament, Honorable Salmana Amadou Ali, has donated a community water pump to their neighborhood.
In the morning, I will go for long distance to take water, but today I have water in my area. Salmana, I'm very happy.
For the donor, Honorable Salmana Amadou Ali, who is an FSNC Member of Parliament for the Diamare Center, he made the gesture to reduce the plight of the suffering masses.
I saw that the population were in dire need of water, and that touched me to do this. Other elites should also carry out similar gestures to help reduce the suffering of the population.
Honorable Salmana Amadou Ali says the community water pump worth 25 million CFA francs, which is one of his many humanitarian gestures, will not be the last, as more water points are on the way for the population. Marwa, Henry Tatowigambi, CLTV.
In news out of Cameroon, Kenya's government has scrapped some proposed taxes in this year's finance bill after a public outcry. The announcement by members of parliament came as police fired tear gas and used water cannon to try to disperse angry protesters in the capital, Nairobi. The Parliamentary Finance Committee has discontinued what would have been a 16% levy on bread, as well as higher taxes on cooking oil and mobile money services. President William Ruto has introduced several new and unpopular taxes with the aim of eliminating the country's national debt of nearly $80 billion since coming to power in 2022. U.S. President Joe Biden is ready to announce a new policy that will protect hundreds of thousands of undocumented spouses of United States citizens from deportation. The issue of immigration has proven to be an election year headache for President Biden, who recently issued a sweeping executive action to reduce record migrant arrivals at the U.S.-Mexico border. The new policy will apply to those who have been in the country for at least 10 years and will allow them to work in the United States legally. The White House believes more than 500,000 spouses will benefit. In sports, Cameroon will in 2 days begin hosting the 23rd Africa Athletics Championship, the continent's biggest athletic jamboree. As the competition draws near, the Japoma Sports Complex in Douala buzzes with last-minute technical preparations. Technicians and specialists are working round the clock to ensure that the various athletic arenas are in prime condition for the highly anticipated event, which will run from June 21 to 26, 2024. Rene Kache has details from Douala.
The Japoma Sports Complex, a jewel of modern architecture, is undergoing final preparations to welcome athletes, officials and fans from across the continent. One of the key areas of focus is the track, where some of Africa's fastest runners will compete. Technicians are using advanced equipment to measure and calibrate the track surface, ensuring it is perfectly level and offers optimal traction. They are also inspecting the start and finish lines, adjusting starting blocks, field events area, including those for high jump, long jump, pole vault, shot put, discus and javelin are receiving equal attention. Sand pits are being leveled and raked, jump mats are being secured, and throwing circles are being measured and marked to meet precise specifications. Safety nets for discus and hammer throw events are being reinforced to protect athletes and spectators alike. Technicians are also expected to install and test high-definition cameras and sensors for video analysis and instant relays. Local volunteers and technicians are also playing a vital role. Their involvement not only supports the technical preparations, but also fosters a sense of community pride and ownership in hosting such a prestigious event. Douala is ready to shine as it welcomes the continent's top athletic talent to its premier sports venue. Rene Kache, CRTV News, Douala.
To end this news here once again are the main points. A national development plan for the dairy sector has been handed to the government, which shows how milk production will be increased in Cameroon within the import substitution policy. Ways of containing hate speech have been examined today as Cameroon joins in observing the International Day for Countering Hate Speech. The city of Douala, particularly the Japoma Sports Complex, is preparing to host the biggest athletic jamboree on the continent, the 23rd Africa Athletics Championship, in 2 days' time. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.